I'm joined now by David Berry, who's the Managing Director of Kantar. David, good afternoon. And I want to come back to prices again and inflation again. And your latest figures show grocery inflation has hit its highest level in 14 years. I mean, anybody doing a weekly shop knows the impact on their food bill. Are all of these everyday essentials and are they all going up?
Good afternoon, Mary. You're right to call out the increase that we have seen. It's actually increased by 9.5% when we look at prices currently compared to last year. And in many instances, prices are rising higher than that. So if we look at some of the staple items that would be on people's shopping lists, such as milk, butter, bread and eggs, actually we're seeing prices increase by over 15% in those categories. And I think if we're thinking about those core food items, we can just see it's really the base costs of producing the food that is increasing and that is being passed on to the prices that consumers are having to pay. And there's less value add in those product areas. So it's very much about the base costs of producing the food that's driving that level of inflation.
You started tracking these figures back 2008, I think.
We did. It was 2008. And actually, it was back in July 2008 when the level was last slightly ahead of what we're seeing now. So it was back at 9.7% in 2008. And actually, one of the challenges that I think is there for consumers is that more recently we've been accustomed to low levels of price inflation on food and drink items in Ireland. So if we were looking at the 5 years from 2017 up until 2021, then actually the average annual increase was below 1%. So it was 0.8% for each of those years. So it's very much a new phenomenon. If we were looking back to January at the start of this year, then prices were increasing by 1.7%, so a little ahead of the long-term average. But then across the course of this year, we've seen that steadily increase and reach the 9.5% that we're seeing currently.
David, are you seeing evidence then of people making significant lifestyle changes to try and cope with this inflation?
We are seeing changes coming through, certainly. And I think if prices are increasing, then broadly you've got two options. You can either look to reduce the amount of items that you're buying, or secondly, you could try and look for cheaper items, so you could trade down. And certainly when it comes to trading down, we are seeing consumers starting to make that trade-off between, say, branded items and own brand items. So we have seen a bit of the consumer shopping basket switching into own brand items as they look for...
But becoming, David, more difficult to hunt out deals, you're saying? To hunt out value?
Yes. And I think the focus at the moment is very much on everyday low prices rather than promotional deals. So promotions have cut back, and actually it's at 24% the level of items on promotion. Back in 2010, it was almost 10 points higher than that. So certainly there's fewer deals there on shelf at the moment.
All right. David Berry from Kantar, thank you for your time this afternoon.